Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Pop quiz today, what is an ubatuba? No, it's not a marching band instrument on steroids. It's a potential crop for Kentucky farmers, a pepper.
The ripe fruit are orange to bright red. They look really nice, like a Christmas ornament. The fruit are very sweet, slightly pungent or hot. And the ripe fruit store for about 2 weeks under refrigeration, which our typical bell peppers don't.
UK Extension fruit and vegetable specialist John Strang says they've already been working on this for several years and just recently received a USDA grant through the State Ag Department.
This specialty crop grant will allow us 2 more years of selection. We'd like to get to the point where about 50% of the fruit will be harvested before October 1st and the last 50% by October 15th or our first frost.
Already another researcher, John Snyder, has made some progress in earlier maturity dates, and they're exploring other production and marketing aspects.
There are vegetable types that are similar models to this. The Vidalia onion, when it first came out, was only available for a month or two. Now you can kind of find that in the markets almost year-round.
First, the Vidalia, next, the ubatuba. But there's more research to do.
I'll be working with the UK Food Systems Innovation Center to can and pickle the peppers, and UK chef Bob Perry will be working on drying the ubatuba peppers to make paprika.
More in a minute. We'll be right back.
Hey Wildcat fans, this is Coach Matthew Mitchell. Tis the season to entertain and enjoy the great food and camaraderie of this special time of year. Are you tired of the same old turkey each year? Consider expanding your holiday menu to include an easy-to-prepare, delicious beef roast. Add a twist to an old favorite by adding a savory rub or a new sauce to surprise and delight family and guests. For holiday roasting recipes, check out beefitswhatsfordinner.com, brought to you by Kentucky's Beef Farmers.
The ubatuba may have a future in Kentucky, but says UK's John Strang, they continue research into production and marketing potential.
Ideally, we'd like to find an entrepreneur or a grower that's interested in processing these. We'll be working with a few grower cooperators in the state to evaluate some of the advanced lines and to grow and sell these in local markets to see how they do.
He says early taste tests among local chefs have been positive, and they're seeing earlier maturity of the plants.
Now we get a few ripe fruit in mid-August. We'd like to get some in mid-July to open up that fresh market a little bit more for us.
It worked for the Vidalia onion, now maybe the ubatuba pepper.
We're looking at this as a new crop for growers, and we'd like to get Kentucky growers in on the ground floor on this.
Now go out there and amaze your friends with your knowledge of the ubatuba. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.